Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Now, you were at a funeral on Friday.
Yes, I was.
So you must have missed. Did you hear Evan talking about Draymond Green?
No. Did they clip it?
He did a deep dive on Draymond Green and said, you can make a case he's the worst offensive starter in the NBA.
Wow. I got to hear
and
that.
And he had numbers.
Yeah. Numbers are numbers. Wow.
He's averaging 8 points a game. He's turning it over more than 3 times a game.
But what do you think his team is thinking and his coach?
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
I don't want to come in here like we know what it is,
man. First of all, Draymond's come off the bench 5 games in the last 2 years.
But those were all never because he was falling off. It was injury-related, and they were rolling while he was out.
Now you have a good reason.
Now this is the first, hey, dude, you're a problem. Hey, Stoney, instead of 10 to 2, it's 10 to 11:30. You would go, Christ. You would, oh, my gosh. You'd probably quit.
I'm not. My paycheck isn't prorated.
No, it's not.
So I think I'd be okay with that, especially at an advanced age. Like, you know what? That's a good idea.
10 to 11.
I'm winding down like Draymond. I'll take a 2-hour show.
Look at you. Used to have one.
We're bumping down to 3.
Look at you. Used to have that.
Get Evan in here.
Hey, I know
Get
we're
Kuminga
talking hoops,
in here,
but I think about you all the time. I got a bit of trivia, real quick. This is why the NFL is king. 3 teams that finished in last place in their division last year, yesterday clinched spots 1 season later for the playoffs. Can you name them? 3 teams that finished. Thank you, Kenny. I didn't even have to ask.
One more time.
3 teams last year that finished last in their division have already clinched playoff spots this year. Can you name them?
Of course.
Whoa.
San Francisco.
Ding.
New England.
Oh, Stoddy, you must have saw it.
Saw nothing.
One more.
Got to be Houston. Well, it can't be Carolina or Tampa Bay.
Or no.
So it's going to be...
I love giving hints,
Philly.
But you don't want it.
I don't want a hint. Can't be Philly.
Well, Broncos.
R-E-L.
Dude, you were off to a smoking start.
Steelers aren't in yet, are they? All right, I give up. I don't care.
The Bears.
Okay.
The Bears. And that's what makes it king, man. Last place, all 3 of them. Now they're in the off.
That's right, because they give them a group of 5 schedule.
Seriously. I'm going to give you a 2. I love Evan, but there's only 1 deep dive, and that's Dibs. But that's wow. I got to go hear that.
Let's go to Max in San Francisco. Hey, Max, how you doing?
What's going on?
Maxie.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So listen, Merry Christmas to all the Warriors fans. The best present that we could all receive is to get rid of Draymond. Where he's done, he's cooked. We need to restart, get rid of him, let everybody else play. Let Kuminga have a chance, get another star, get a big, get Giannis. But get rid of Draymond. He's become a weight on everybody's shoulders. And Merry Christmas to us all.
Back to
Thanks,
you, baby.
Max.
Mm-hmm. Huh? It's not going to happen. But I appreciate the work from Evan, and I'm not even
funny.
Shocked.
This is I want to go to one of Goo's lines. I want to come over there and reach through the microphone and choke you out.
For what?
For keeping on saying, but they won't do it. But that's not acceptable.
Yeah, but you do understand I'm not the party involved. So you're really mad at another entity.
No,
say
I'm
that.
I'm mad at you saying that the Warriors wouldn't even consider it.
I think they've considered, but they know it would just be hell.
You know what they
would
need
break
to do
loose.
Then? They need to react to new information.
Yeah. Wow.
Is what they need. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Now, listen, for the 8 millionth time.
Ain't me. I get it, man. We're watching the
games.
It
ain't 2017 anymore. Let's go to Peter. Well, Peter's in Rhode Island. Wow, look at the island.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Hey, Peter.
I can't believe you answered the phone twice in 1 week. My wife won't even do that. Let me just say this. Let me just say this about Draymond Green.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see the foul, that foul last night. Follow someone when they're making an offensive play. Just don't push someone from behind. Don't waste a foul and then get into a scurry and then get kicked out of the game unnecessarily. Make it part of the game, you know. And I hate to say it, but his contract is so large, I don't know what they're going to do with him. I mean, in my opinion, like I already told you guys know my story. I think Butler laid down last year. Butler's done. I don't think he really cares. He's made his money. He does not show me what he used to show me before. All right, but I want to get on another subject because I am a football fan also.
All right.
And, boy, did I enjoy the game last night with New England. And I cannot wait for 49ers tonight.
Yeah.
And to see Brock Purdy just show everybody who's been down, say it, show him what he's worth. You know, I mean, it's going to be an easy game for him. It should be. I think he's playing my older brother. But, you know, in Golden State, I've seen it in so many franchises because I am a Celtics fan. You know, you go through transitions. The Lakers went through transitions. All teams win championships, some three or four, and that's very, very unusual. I mean, that's why they're in the Hall of Fame, a lot of the players. But, you know, think about some of these teams have never won one or have been there and never won one. And they have great players, but it's chemistry. It's pieces, And I just think it's time for the Golden State Warriors to start showcasing some of their younger talent.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Getting value for them instead of showing the older talent and losing games. They're not going to win. They're not going to go anywhere in the playoffs. Show Kuminga. Show some of these players that are going to be worth money. I mean, these guys are all specimens. I mean, I work out every day. I see some of these guys in the gym. Believe me, they're thoroughbreds. And they are. That's a different breed. I'm 71, and I'm in better shape than most humans you'll meet.
Look at this. Nice. All right, Peter, appreciate it. Wow, Peter, 71, thoroughbreds. Stoney's a breaking news for the Niners tonight. Okay. Adam Schefter just reported that Yeter Gross-Matos is set to return tonight. So the Niners defense will have some help, some much-needed help.
All right, good news for
help
the
help and health.
Good news for the Niners.
Because that's the only question, real quick, that's the only question mark about them, how far they could go, right?
Yeah.
Or you got it both on the offense and defense. I know the running the ball hadn't been great, but McCaffrey's impact has. Just real quick here, the defense is, like, I don't know how they're doing it, but you're going to tell me they hadn't played anybody to.
Right.
And then it was 21-0 against the Rams. They got it to a 7-point score, but that's what I'm excited about tonight, just how their offense is going to look against a better defense. And the next 2 weeks with the Bears and the Hawks. My 2 cents. 71. Still working out.
What's 71?
Our caller. Said, oh. I look better than half the people, 70.
My mom goes to the gym 3 times a week.
Now
she's 86.
She's in the club. That's incredible. Dude.
And I haven't been to a gym in about 9 years.
Think she could outlift you?
No.
Huh?
No. Although,
look at Kenny. I got it's hard to get a laugh from Ken. I don't know, Steiny. Bitch press.
She's 5'4", Goo. And she's 86. Come on now.
That just sounds so insulting, Goo.
Right,
come on, man.
No, because last week he was talking about his traps and his biceps, and I told him to get on the floor.
I don't have them.
That dude should return his muscles. But you don't work on it. You got him, Steiny. You just need to put some air in the tires.
Yeah, I know, but.
Blood. Get your blood going. You do different ways, but I'm telling you. 71. I'm going to be in the gym at 7 if I'm here.
Oh, let's go to our friend Frank in Atlanta.
Frankie.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
He'll break it down.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing? I hope all is well.
We got to win, Frank.
Okay. About this Draymond Green thing. Okay. The first thing we have to realize is Draymond Green and the Seven Dwarfs is not an answer. We have to stop playing Draymond Green as a small ball five. We have to listen to him when he says, I'm a power forward. The only time Draymond Green should be out there is with either Quentin Post or TJD at the five.
Mm.
This Draymond Green and 4'6" guards is killing us. It's it's the start of the turnover machine because we're too small. We have to be able to use Draymond as a screener. So that part of the offense has to change, but I don't think Kerr will ever do that because he only knows how to play basketball one way. But we have to get away from playing Draymond Green as a small ball five. That's the whole thing with Draymond. We can cut his minutes down to 24, but if he's playing 24 minutes with four other guys that are 6'4 and 6'3, nothing's going to change. He has to become a power forward next to a center.
You know what?
Jonathan Kuminga is not a power forward. He's a small forward. He neither needs to play with either Quentin Post, TJD, or maybe even Guy Santos. But by himself, no. That's the scouting report just says put the whole team in the basket and the other team makes layups and gets offensive rebounds and we lose points. One other thing before I go. Congratulations to the 49ers, Kyle, Sala. You guys did a great job. Let's go. Win these last three games, and let's get the number one seed.
Look at it.
All right, Frank, thanks. Appreciate the call. Another $5 super chat from Prev is Daniel TV. It's hilarious that Draymond was talking about agendas. But what is his agenda? Holding back the team, the offense, and the dynamics for them to win? Oof.
Like the other night when he had that presser about, I know I'm a good passer, and I felt like he was saying the turnovers weren't on him. Like he was insinuating guys aren't running their
routes.
You
did listen to the show.
No.
Yeah, you must
have. I went to the funeral, started at 11.
Oh, I said it before 11.
I didn't hear that. Sonny, I'm being real.
Sounds like a guy who doesn't think all the turnovers are on him.
No, I hadn't been able to get that off.
Yeah.
Wow. But the Evan numbers, you got me. I know he's joining us at 12:30, but I'm going to go find that deep dive. If you're telling me, I don't.
We can ask him about it.
Why would I be shocked, though?
You shouldn't be. You shouldn't
be. But now it's not I don't know why I've been fixated on this saying, a dirty little secret anymore. If Evan knows it and it's available to the average Joes, the Warriors know it, Stoney. And again, add another point to Draymond for his presence, his likability among the people that go to battle with him, and the fact that they won't even look themselves in the mirror to even ask this dude to change his role. You got to give, if that were my son or daughter in any sector of life, I would give them credit, not for finessing, for people gravitating and respecting you to the utmost, that when they do see slippage,
okay,
you get all the right benefit enough of the doubt. I feel like okay, I was into
enough.
Now I'm just telling you, Steiny. We got to start giving him some credit.
Who?
Draymond.
No, I don't. Why?
Because whatever he's done and doing.
They're 14 and 15 this year, and he's having a horse bleep year.
But for the grand scheme of things, they got four rings.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Stop talking about this team like they've got action, but you're unwilling to do anything to change the dynamic of a team that's under 500.
I've been there.
Okay, well, but that's a joke.
But you're telling me to be blind to what has not happened and telling me that it's around the corner. Like I need to see it.
I think it's going to be around the corner. He can't keep playing like this.
No, I'm with you. That, I'm with you.
It's one thing if he's going out and getting 13
right,
and 8 and 7.
Right.
And we're like, you know what? Pretty good D for Draymond today. As opposed to defense slipping, no factor offensively, mm-hmm, and turnover machine.
Oh, it is. That he would cuss another player out, I believe, had they had his issues turning the rock over. But because it's you doing it, you talk in a way or code to me to where there's other things going on why the turnovers are happening on your watch. I don't like that. Like when he was talking the other night, I was like, man.
Let's go to LA and talk to AJ, who I think may be maybe ready to stand up for Draymond Green. Hey AJ, how you doing?
No, I'm not standing up for Draymond. But okay. I'll tell you what, Draymond used to be my best favorite player. I'm not even going to hold you. He was one of my favorites in the entire league I just like the cloth, you know, like mm-hmm. Dylan Brooks. Yeah. I know we were down on Brooks, but Dylan Brooks.
I love him.
Sure. I'm not sure if people want to. Man, he is a flat-out dog, and he played a game. But the thing is about Draymond, if you look at, like, baseball, right, you know, that great old starter eventually become a reliever out of the bullpen, like, you know, Dennis Eckersley, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what the Warriors need to consider, like, with some of these old guys. You know, Andre Iguodala became Dennis Eckersley for the Warriors, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what could have happened with Clay. And in this case now with Draymond Green, a guy, to be honest with you guys, he hasn't shown a full basketball game in years. Like, he's been playing in spots and spurts for years now. You know, this isn't brand new. It's only exposed because, you know, the Warriors are not very good. And so when you're not really good, someone has to be the blame. You can't blame Steph Curry, the almighty Steph. You can't blame him when, you know, to be honest, Steph isn't having that great of a season either. Like, he's not available. Your best ability is availability, and he's rarely available. And when he is available, he'll give you a couple strong games, and then he's pretty bad. So, you know, at the end of the day, Draymond Green, he's a part-time player, even on the floor. He'll give you a play here and there defensively, but you can't put him on a guy. You can't say, hey, I need you to stop this guy for four consecutive possessions. You know?
Yeah.
You can, like, look what Randle did to this dude. Like, Randle made him look like a G leaguer. You know? Right. And then we were bragging about, oh, man, look how well he did to Wimby. Wimby dropped like 40 in a triple-double. Like, what are we talking about, you know?
Yeah.
So, just, you know, the showcase Dre, get him down to, like, their relief duty. If you want to keep him, make him a reliever, and I think he'll be a lot better. I mean, his legs isn't there to be steady.
Appreciate it, AJ.
I got to say something real quick, Steiny. Steph, all you got, because you told me he didn't qualify yet with enough games played, but he's averaging 29 points a game, shooting 90% from the free throw line, 41%, excuse me, Stoney, hold on, that's the last 10 games, but he's averaging 31 minutes a game, shooting 40% from deep, 91% from the free throw line, averaging 4 rebounds, and we talked about the 50-40-90. I mean, I would just take a fit. The dude is having one of his best years through 27 games, because all we can knock him on is the 7 games that he's missed, and that's through 20. I mean, man, he is not the issue. Is he going to be God and perfect every night like he wasn't the other night in Phoenix? No. But that's why you got a team, and you hope your team has a lot of talent, because some nights I might not have it, and you want my brethren to have it. And that's what the Warriors are lacking. And Jimmy's had it the last couple of nights. But it's just them too. They need more everyday dudes to bring it. And Dre is going the other way if he's a zero right now in regard to what he's going to do offensively, but have another dude sag off of him and clog the paint and make it difficult for anybody else to create.
I mean, like,
Steph's numbers, man.
Well, I mean, his numbers are good, but he's had more poor games. Huh. You know, I'm just looking at some of the games. 8-for-23 in a loss to Indiana. 9-for-23 in a win against Phoenix.
About the whole enchilada? Because we're
not 4-for-13.
But aren't you searching for something? 11. There should be no search for, because the numbers are the numbers through all of the games that he's played, Donnie.
Right, but
But
if he's averaging 40, if he's averaging 28, and we know he's had a 48. We know he's had a 46.
We had this discussion.
We know he's had a 34 and a 38 and a 42.
Those are amazing.
Yes,
though.
But it also means that he's had some 15s.
Right, and those are the times where he needs somebody to help him.
So he needs help.
Everybody needs help.
They need help the games he doesn't play, and then he needs help in the games where he doesn't play well. And unfortunately, that's half the season. Because he's probably had 5 games that aren't great, combined with a 9 that he didn't play. I'm doing that for one reason and one reason only. Draymond is not playing well. Butler is not playing well. Butler's been okay.
Yes.
But not great.
Needs to do more.
And Steph's been great.
He's been super great.
When he has played. Like, I guess my thing is your dismissal of games that he doesn't play, like, unfortunately, we got to hold it against him.
Right. But I guess what I'm doing subconsciously is I'm putting that number, he's going to miss 22. So he's still in that realm of he'll play 60, and then it'll all come out in the wash.
Okay. He's not on a 60 pace.
Right. No, I get that. But every game that goes by, you know, but you understand my fundamental purpose in this is that they need more like Steph and Jimmy. Right now, it's offensively to me, Stoney, is Steph, Jimmy, and then it might be Pods, it might be Moody, it might be Kuminga, it might be Will Richard. This record just goes, and I don't think that's good for anybody. It's Steph, Jimmy, and then whatever day of the week it is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not good in the West.
Well, why didn't we know that?
Mm.
Because you know why?
I was hoping Kuminga
was going to average 20.
But even, okay, let's say he was. Who's the fourth? Stoney, don't stop because you got 3 stewards or 2.5. Like,
well, they only have one scorer, Steph. Butler's not really a scorer. He scores, but he's not a scorer. K-Way for real, $5 super chat. Draymond is on his way out of the league, sir. Used to bees don't make honey. Oh, I like that.
That's a 9. I've never heard that.
And Prev is just dipping into his bank account with another one. Guru, so are we going to waste another season and limit others' options just because of Draymond Green's legacy and what he did in the past?
I'll ask
really,
that.
Guru?
Hold on. Here we go.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to read the whole thing.
I will say to that.
Well, yeah, I'm out of hurry.
27, what are they? 14 and 15, 29 of 82 have been played. I'll let you figure out your answer on what they're going to do because right now we're at the 30 games played mark and it doesn't seem like he's any closer to being sat out or having an adjustment to his role.
See, I think he is.
See, I'm not fighting y'all on that. It's just I'm being real. It's not going to happen.
I will bet you right now Draymond Green will come off the bench one game this year.
Well, that's what if he's got a bum ankle or something? I'm talking about performance.
You made a statement.
Yeah,
that
and I stand on it.
Okay, well, I'll bet you right now that he comes off the bench once because you said never.
But now we're talking about oranges and apples. No, I'm telling you, we need to know it's because of performance, like the Celtics series in the finals. Was predicated on performance.
Let me know if you want.
Bets here, baby.
You're steadfast.
I know what you're doing.
Oh, they'll never take Draymond out of the starting lineup. Never, 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 never. Okay, I'll bet you he comes off the bench one game this year.
Well, if he was injured or something was going on, I'm talking about performance.
Okay. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Hey, tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. And this segment is also sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything.
Make money predicting sports, politics, culture, and more legally nationwide with Kalshi. From sports to Bitcoin, the Oscars, and even politics. If it matters, you can trade on it. Use code Odyssey for $20 when you trade $100.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Draymond Green gets pulled away from Pat Freier. Draymond was screaming at Pat Freier. What do we got? Technical foul? It's going to be at least a T. Draymond's really upset. I think he was taunting Gillespie behind the play, and that's why they called it. And Draymond still trying to get at Moses Moody, and he's gone. Pat Freier just threw him out. And now Steve Kerr is hot. Steve Kerr. He's all over Pat Freier. And hell, he's pointing at Pat Freier. He can't believe it. Dillon Brooks talks to everybody on every play. I don't know why Draymond gets singled out for a technical foul. And Draymond's gone.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Tim Roy on the call on Saturday night. Draymond got ejected. Coming up in 10 minutes, E-Dog. Evan Giddings is going to join us. And you might be like, well, he's your producer. Not today, he's not. He is filling in for Tim Roy on 95.7 The Game. He'll be calling the Golden State Warriors game tonight against the Orlando Magic. Evan Giddings is making his NBA broadcasting debut. We're thrilled for him in here.
Man.
And we're going to have some fun with Evan in 10 minutes. We're going to get him on. And
on the River Islands guest line.
See how he's feeling.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's legit.
Here's
I hope something happens tonight to where, not the malice in the palace, but something to where he would the guy calling the game, which would be Evan filling in for Tim Roy, it would just live forever.
All right, so a lot of people have been coming down Steve Kerr's road in the last couple of weeks. And it's clear Kerr is letting everybody know he's trying everything under the sun. And one of the things that, to me, has kind of become apparent that can be talked about is, where does Draymond Green fit into all this? And here's my point about Kerr, Draymond, and the rest of the team. It is clear that over the last 2 or 3 weeks, guys' performances have been absolutely scrutinized to the point where Steve Kerr's trying to find out his best combinations. Mm. Okay, so here, let's just go back a little bit. Let's take a look at December. Draymond Green, 13 points and 9 rebounds against the Oklahoma City Thunder. That was a game they lost. He was a minus 17 in that game. No, okay. It's the Oklahoma City Thunder. It happens. Then they go on a road trip to Philadelphia. He gets hurt after playing 10 minutes.
Okay. I remember.
They lost the game by 1 point. Do you remember they were down in that game like 35-10?
I remember.
So that game, he starts. They fall behind 20. He gets hurt. They almost won. They should have won. Okay. What happens then? Well, then he misses the next 3 games. And guess what? They win 2 out of 3. They played their best ball on the road against Cleveland and against Chicago without him. They won them both. They came back home against Minnesota without him. And they're right there with 3 or 4 minutes left without him. He comes back against Portland, commits 8 turnovers in a loss. He comes back, and then he plays in Phoenix, commits 5 turnovers in a loss. Then he gets ejected against the Suns in a win. It's like, I mean, why do we harangue Pajemski and Kuminga and Moody when if there are no consequences to Draymond's December? And I'm not saying, all I'm saying is if you look at December, we can't afford to cut his minutes down a little bit and maybe consider bringing him off the bench and giving a crack at Kuminga for 3 weeks before he can be traded? Okay, I'm just saying, if the answer's yeah, no, Steiny, we can't do any of that, that's when I go, okay, but that makes it tough to really get on board.
No, and what I feel like I'm your therapist right now, and I do really just want to reach out and hold you. Because what you're saying, I'm on that street and you're not by yourself. And I'm sure there are some fans turned off on what we talk about, you know, not a scholarship at this point, but the guys you mentioned, regardless if you like it or not, sir, they're not on Draymond's level. You know, the others, Pods. So there's Decembers, and Dre's Decembers are different. But it goes back to the origin and what he is a part of. And everything you said, I agree. I'll never tune out because I just won't and stop rooting for this team. But, I mean, you sound like Perry Mason. Like you've solved the mystery.
No, I haven't.
It's just about them acting on what we're watching on a daily basis.
I'm not saying I have the answer or I figured it out. Because
you're not buying my answer, because I know, I feel like I know what time it is. They have never checked him, and this would send him in a frizzy that he probably wouldn't come, or they wouldn't come back from. Well, I just call it drama, baby drama, whatever. And they're not willing to take that on.
They're 14 and 15 right now.
That's the only possibility it could be. It's what? That they're afraid to tell him and acknowledge that you're slipping. We need you to take on a different role.
See,
because the basketball part of it is there's nobody that could tell us that we're barking up the wrong tree.
Well, first of all, I'm not convinced that they were thinking of doing. I'm just looking at his December, and it's been awful.
And but some would say you're being short-sighted by just looking
he's
at December.
He's had a bad year.
I'm with you.
Like, okay, fine, I'll go back. You can't make a 3.
I got you, man.
My point is, why does, if here and now you're trying everything under the sun, you're not exhausting all your options. If you're not willing to do certain things and experiment in ways that you're doing for other guys.
I mean, you mentioned Willard and Dibbs at Kerr. They do a great job. He joins them every once a week. But Steiny, you're a smart dude.
He hasn't
dude.
Been a plus in a game. He hasn't had a plus minus in a game in December this year.
I want to say that doesn't shock me. I mean, that shocked me, but it doesn't. Mm. But just think about what Steve Kerr, if he's listening to just this dialogue, what his rebuttal would be about reducing Dre's minutes. Just think about it. I can hear him say, We're nothing without Dre.
Well, that's
he brings but, all these other different okay. elements, and he said
And then
it.
I would say, well, and what's happened in December then, Steve?
Or this season.
I mean, for God's sake, so let's just say hypothetically, Draymond, you know, they go to the playoffs. Yeah. No, they don't go to the playoffs. They finish 500. And Draymond, I'm opting in. Last year. So you have to start next year? Yeah. Is he going to start next year?
If I was a bet man, and we know that I am, I would bet that he would start next year.
And that's where I say, then like this, like how do you stand behind the franchise when they're, if they're, if you don't buy into that?
Because that's some stuff that may turn you off, but there's a guy wearing the jersey number, and you know him, Steph from Wardell Curry, who just makes all that in a crazy way go away because he's so fun and a blast to watch perform. So you take the good with the bad.
Can
that's
I be
what we've
with
been
you?
Doing for it, the last – since he's punched Jordan Poole, Draymond ain't hit the same for me. Draymond has not – I don't care if he scored 80 a game. I was – when he hit Jordan Poole and skated, I mean, I was turned off and I'll be turned off forever. And that's my prerogative, but I still root for the Warriors. I don't dare, I don't look at him at the same. And they let him do this. And now, Steiny, in a crazy way, you don't even know you're doing this. You're trying to say, well, what's taking everybody so long?
No, I'm not.
The dude's not performing. Why is nothing being done? Because let me help you out. Nothing's going to ever be done until he says he's done with the Warriors. And that's why I'm okay with it.
Okay, so what you're saying is that the Golden State Warriors need to be fine with Draymond Green not aging gracefully and bringing the team down. Like that, like how do you root for a team? How do you root for your team when that's kind of the MO? And that's why I just cannot believe it's
been that way a little more than just this year, if we're being honest.
But we are now at a point where his play is so bad that it's, like, we say this all the time. Are you telling me it doesn't go for Draymond? Well, you can get away with it as long as you're good. You can get away with it as long as you're the heart and soul. He's not. That's obvious right now. So if he's not that player anymore, but you're still going to kowtow to him, then it makes me, like, want to root against you. Like, it makes me, like, how do you get behind that team? Mm. It's hard. It would be hard for me to get behind that team. Not because Draymond Green's starting, but because
are you really telling
me there's a message out there that they will not do anything with Draymond Green?
And I'm just saying,
in terms of playing time,
I love
roles?
Your passion, Stani.
Give me a break.
I love
then
your
passion.
You know
passion. What? You deserve to miss the playoffs.
I'm gonna say this to you. We also got to look at it, and you tell me what you think of this because it could be real. You went, the natural route in regard to bringing up his efficiencies from deep and the numbers, but we also have to allow, I don't see it pop off my TV, what metrics they have in their mind, their heart, or what have you. I'm talking about the coaching staff led by Kerr and Joe Lacob. Steiner, you just gave them a new deal not to, like, you
know. Well, it's 3 years ago now.
Well, quietly. And, you know, you put them in this situation, but I'm wondering, maybe in their metrics and all the mental stuff that I talk about matters, maybe that's where Draymond Green's shooting 60% from three. Maybe that's where he's still a lockdown defender. There's something about who his person that they like to see in that starting lineup play basketball with Steph, Jimmy, and the rest of the gang that the average numbers just don't show.
Do Warrior fans think that Draymond Green and Steph Curry and Butler are the only guys who have ever aged into a franchise and, like, how to be dealt with? It's what happens. You get older, you lose your skills, and you must try to accept another role.
But his has happened rapidly, and Steph's fighting it off.
Let's go to Dave in Atherton. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey.
Doing
well.
I just got to say, I was going to come on here and comment on Will Richards' performance, which was phenomenal, but how your all's conversation is going is got me smiling, because there's only one way. It's like we're going through the five stages of grief. There's only one way we deal with the problem, is that we got to recognize that the problem is there.
Mm.
And Draymond Green, I'm sorry, he's had a fantastic impact early on
and you know, through this Warriors franchise, this dynasty. But in some sense, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and Draymond is demonstrating that. And we want him. You know, if you love the Warriors and you love what they've done over the last, you know, better part of a 2 decades here, you gotta love what Draymond brings. But you gotta hate how he's aging. Like you said, Stein, he's just not graceful. You know, the lack of responsibility for the turnovers. I'm totally with you, Steiny. I'm 100% with you. The trend is bad. It's a bad trend. And I hate to say it, but the Sixers game and when he got ejected on Saturday night, both times I looked at my wife and I said, we got a shot. We got a shot at these games.
Yeah.
Because Draymond's just, you know, he we got to recognize what the problem is, guys.
Yeah.
Draymond is not a center. He can't play center night in, night out.
Right.
You know, and yeah, do we not have good centers? Right. Okay. You know, post, I would argue he's a decent center, but we got to play the cards we're dealt right now, at least until the trade deadline. And we got to go away from this positionless small ball because you're taxing guys like Curry, like Draymond, like Butler. All these guys are playing up. They're playing up, and they can't, you know. And even our defense, man, why are we, like, giving up record numbers on three-point shooting? It's because these lengthy wings are shooting over the top of us. Like, no problem.
Hey, Dave, I got to let you go. You're breaking up a little bit in a wind tunnel of some sort. I'm not again, for the last time, I'm not saying you have to take Green out of the starting lineup and limit his minutes. I'm just saying are we at a point where we don't even look at Draymond Green as somebody who might need to make a sacrifice or two for the sake of the team?
See, I think we're there.
I do too.
And you're just wondering. No, I think we're there to where there's no limit. There's no bad he can do to come out. And, you know, one of my bad analogies, I'm sitting there, I know we're trying to get Evan. Steiny, when you got a young kid in school messing up and they keep messing up, at some point it's a reflection on the parents, right? So if Trey's game is slipping, but yet he's getting ran out there to start, that's on the coaching staff and the team.
Yep, no doubt about it. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. It's time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop. Let's welcome in Evan Giddings. Evan Giddings is going to make his NBA debut tonight on 95.7 The Game. He's calling the game for Tim Roy, our very own producer extraordinaire. Evan, how's it going, man?
It's going well. I mean, I'm not playing point guard tonight, but I'll be out there. And
you're calling the game, Evan. Don't play it down. You're calling the game. So you're playing point.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, first of all, you got to thank everybody that's letting me do this. And I just got off the phone with Tim Roy, who's I think celebrating the birth of his grandchild. So
awesome.
Thank you for that. And yeah, so it's a good day all around. Tim was really nice, talked me through everything I need to know, and pretty much got everything done as far as preparation last night. And I mean, more importantly, are the Warriors going to win this game?
We'll talk about that tomorrow, Evan.
Do you have any jitters right now that you wouldn't have for St. Mary's game, let's say?
Well, I have the same jitters right now as I had for the first St. Mary's game that I did. I think anytime you're doing something new that's foreign and at a higher level than you'd done before, naturally you're going to feel a little more amped up. So I was pretty nervous when I got the call yesterday, pretty nervous right now. Gonna try and get a little exercise in a bit after I'm done with you guys and see if we can calm the nerves.
I love it, man. And that's, you know me, your boy Goo. Like, walk us through what you were doing. Were you watching football on the couch yesterday, walking around the city? What were you doing? And your phone rung, and then you're looking at your phone like, okay, what's this about? And then how you felt when you got off the call?
Well, I don't know how you guys feel generally when you get a call from the boss on a Sunday, but it's usually, you wonder what you did wrong. You're wondering what's going on and how you messed up and if you were supposed to be at a certain place or a certain time. So that's the first thing going through my mind. And then, I don't know, is the boss only can just, hey, you want to call the Warriors game tomorrow? And the answer is, of course, yes. So just appreciative and going to try and do the best I can because they got a pretty high standard there. This guy's been doing it for 31 years. His backups the backups to the backup. That's kind of what I am tonight. So, I don't know, just stay ready, hop in there, and do what I can, because I feel like I got a pretty good shot at it.
Stay ready, crew.
Yeah.
You and Santos
that's
is fancy.
Pretty good. Yep.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Hey, can you do me a favor, Evan? And Guru was out, obviously, on Friday going to a funeral, but you did a deep dive on Draymond Green's offensive numbers, and tell him what you concluded.
It's not good. The verdict is in, Goo. The verdict is in, and it is not good for Draymond Green. Now, those notes probably will not be used at any point in this broadcast.
I figure.
I had a chat with Raymond Ritter as well. We want to make sure that we're putting on a nice face for the fans out there this evening. But I can tell you, Guru, that the numbers would point to Draymond Green being quite literally the least efficient offensive starter in the association in 2025. Yeah, that's pretty much what the numbers conclude.
Wow, it's incredible. I feel like I've watched that, and we're going back and forth trying to get excited for the Niner game, and we are tonight against the Colts. But the bottom line is there an end in regard to can that thing get so bad that they do something different in regard to his role or his minutes? I don't think they will. That's just me. But, Evan, will you be by yourself tonight, or will it be you and the great Tom Tolbert?
No, it'll be me solo tonight. I think Tom, he had a scheduled day off.
Okay.
So load management in the broadcast booth. But I don't know. I was talking to RC about this earlier, who produces the Warriors games. I think it might be a little easier. Like, radio play-by-play is pretty fast, and sometimes Tom's great. He's incredible. I've never worked with him before, but I do wonder if it might make it a little easier tonight, not having to an extra variable.
We're proud of you, baby. Yeah. Tell him, Stoney, this is big break.
Basically, Evan doesn't like to play motion offense. He likes iso ball. So we'll play some iso ball tonight. So, E, congratulations,
no
buddy.
Doubt,
I didn't have a chance to tell you, you know, other than a text. And we'll be listening and break a leg, man.
And Evan, no pressure, but I set the over-under for Stoney and Guru mentions it, too.
I'll take the under. I'm going to have to make something in there.
All right,
got to
make
guys.
It about me. You know me.
Wait, hold on. It's really about the other game tonight, though, because my favorite quarterback of all time has a chance to take down the 49ers. So, I mean, are you guys giving old man in the sea a chance?
I am, E, and I think it's disrespectful. And DeForest Buckner making his return for the Colts, but 5.5, the Niners are favored? I'm like, wow, and no Pearsall, E.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a gambling man, at least tonight, but I kind of like the Colts.
But the Niners are already in, E, so it kind of, you know, they want to move on up like the Jeffersons, but they're in. So kudos to them, man.
If the Colts lose, they're done.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Their season tonight, but it's a big one for sure. I hope you guys will be obviously tuned in after the Niners probably put the Colts away later on.
I got the volume down. You're on. Yeah, you're coming on, buddy.
No Suggs and Wagner? Is that official?
Well, you know how I like Suggsy. He's considered doubtful for tonight. And Wagner is for sure going to be out. So I think the Warriors got a pretty good shot. Of course, famous last words as of late, but I think they got a shot tonight.
E, I'll leave you with this, and I don't know if he can do this, Stoney. I'm asking his intel or his gut feeling, but because you're going to be on the broadcast, do you think Will Richards' performance Saturday constitutes him starting tonight?
I don't know about starting, but he's got to play.
Yes,
I mean, that was kind of a strange thing. He was out the last couple of games, I think three games. And I know the Warriors are still below 500, but they are above 500 when Will Richard plays.
I
think he'll be back in the rotation for sure.
All right,
break
buddy.
A leg, baby.
Have a great call.
Yeah.
We'll be listening.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Hey, Evan,
enjoy yourself,
one more
buddy.
Thing, Evan. Remember, we got our show party tomorrow after the show. Be prepared. Yeah.
All right. Well, tell the boss it better not be plastic in the dinner.
I got you. All right, baby.
That's the great Evan Giddings. You can hear him on the call tonight. Warriors Magic. By the way, congratulations to Tim Roy, who's become a grandfather.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Kudos to. Yeah. Awesome.
So, all right. So the Warriors, 7 o'clock start tonight against the Magic. Evan Giddings on the call. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, I see Big Willie, I see Handy, I see Gene. We'll get to you all on the other side. And boy, just
what you got?
Hands off, Gene.
Huh?
One move he can't make.
Oh. You're doing a good job, but you want to just strangle me like I'm controlling that.
Yeah, you're pissing me off.
And it's the org. I'm giving you the real.
Well, because
I'm
with
you.
Because I know if Mike Dunleavy or Kerr were over there, they'd be like, no, we look at everything. We're not there yet, though.
Oh, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.